You are listening to Comp My Pod. This podcast in no way reflects the views and opinions of any travel corporation or entity. This podcast is strictly the opinions of the commentators.
Hello, welcome to Comp My Pod. My name's Derek. I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah.
Hello.
So this week, we are going to do our usual thing. We're going to tell you what we happen to be drinking tonight. We're going to read you some of our favorite stories from Reddit, generally from Tales from the Front Desk. I actually have one from another subreddit this week. Maybe my first time.
Oh, so excited.
I know. I've ventured out.
I can't wait, because I haven't even looked at the document yet, so I can't wait to see hear what it is.
So, we're also, after that, going to tell you our picks of the week, which can be, you know, whatever we happen to be into at the moment. So, let's get started, Sarah, with a little bit of housekeeping and, you know, what's up this week?
So, for our housekeeping segment, on Twitter, we have a new hashtag. Like, but it's like a message.
It's still a hashtag. Yeah.
Okay.
The little pound sign and words. Oh my God, we sound so goddamn old right now.
No. I know what a hashtag is. I'm talking about the message. The message.
What message?
The message.
Just tell me what you're talking about.
So it's called Island of Misfit Podcast.
Yeah.
It's hashtag Island of Misfit Podcast.
Okay, so yeah, there's a group.
And it's in the, but it's in the message.
Like,
you have to link up through the message.
Like a thread?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what they call
them
on Twitter.
There is a hashtag Island of Misfit Podcast. All one word.
Yes.
And if you want to see them in a cleaner version, they're on our site at compmypod.com under recommended podcasts.
Great. That's what I was trying to get to. Thanks.
Sorry. So, what is this, though? Like, why did I have to make this page on our site?
Well, so it got started by the Blame Your Brother podcast.
Yes.
Who we're really good friends with, and of course fans with as well. And so it's just a group of podcasts who are friends or podcasts that we listen to. I've gotten some podcasts that I listen to join now.
They're all pretty independent, right?
Like, they're all independent, yes. I don't know if any of them, like, have networks or are, you know, in a network. I'm not sure about that. I would have to look into that. But a few of them I've listened to. One of them is arguably like my favorite podcast of all time, which is Pop Culture Leftovers. And I actually sent them. Yeah, I love them. And I sent them, you know, the link to the message, and they actually joined. And I was like, oh,
that's
my gosh,
awesome.
I can't believe that they actually joined, because I didn't
that's
think
awesome.
That they would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm super excited
and
that they're interacting on here with all these other, like, because they're a huge podcast. They've been podcasting forever.
Yeah.
So it's a good way for all of us to come together and network, like, smaller podcasts like me and
mm-hmm.
you and some of the other ones that are on here to network with.
Because
somebody
we're not
like
part
him,
of Nerdist
huge,
or any of the
right.
big like conglomerates.
But Pop Culture Leftovers
is crazy
definitely
to think about
a much
now,
bigger
like
podcast
that,
than we are, so it's great for
yeah.
us to be able to link up with them and
it's
talk
crazy
to them
think
and
that
interact.
Podcasts are such a big thing now, like that there's these
yes.
like corporations with multiple podcasts under their umbrella and stuff. Like, that's awesome. I love it.
It is.
I want to be under one.
So what you do in the message, so let's just talk about this real fast.
Yes.
What you do in the message, once you get the link to join into the message group, I guess is
mm-hmm.
what it's called. I don't think that I'm saying any of this correctly. But anyway, you post a link, you tweet out your podcast, and then you copy
yeah.
that link, and then you post it into the group message board
mm-hmm.
that we're all in, if that makes any sense. Sorry if I'm totally butchering
this.
And then
we'll retweet
everything from within that message
yeah.
thread. That's the way that it works.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
And it's working out well so far. And, you know, we wouldn't join up with a group of people that we didn't like or endorse. So, you know, if you see some retweets from us, you know, to listen to other podcasts, just know that you'll enjoy them.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a good way to get the word out for smaller podcasts that you may be missing out on otherwise. I think it's fantastic, and I give big kudos to Dave at the Blame Your Brother podcast for
yes.
really getting the ball rolling on this and spearheading it. He's done a fantastic job. even though he's a Republican. But no, I love Dave.
We love you, Dave.
Yes.
We'll forgive you.
Alrighty.
So the next thing I have is I want to talk just really, really quickly about iTanya. I know that you watched it, and I'm super excited.
You haven't seen it yet,
I'm going
right?
to see it tomorrow, because I'm pretty sure that tomorrow is the last day for it, because the show times aren't coming up for the weekend anymore.
Really?
So I'm pretty sure that they're going to pull it tomorrow.
Wow.
Well, it's considered cinema art. It's under the cinema art category, so it's not like a major... It's not Star Wars.
Yeah.
So let's just face that. It's just not. So
Star Wars is still playing.
Star Wars is going to play forever
8 weeks later.
For the end of time. Yeah. That's just the way it's going to be. But I'm super, super. This was like part of my childhood. Like a huge part of it. I remember everything about this whole scandal, quote unquote scandal. I watched this.
This was maybe my first scandal as a child.
Yeah, this and OJ, because this happened right around the same time.
Yep.
Right, right. So, and this was right in the age, right when CNN just started.
24-hour
news cycles about it.
You're so right.
Oh my gosh, I remember. I could not get enough of this.
Yes.
And I was, when did this happen? How old was I? Nine or ten?
I don't know, like 93, 94 or something.
I don't know. So I was like 13. I was 12. I was 12 or 13, right around in there.
I was quite a bit younger, but I still watched it.
You were probably nine. What, nine or?
I was like four.
9 or 10.
Yeah.
You were not
anyway.
Four. Shut up. But I remember being like in the grocery store with my mom or whatever, and you're in the checkout line, like, and
National Enquirer, all the
magazines were splashed with this story, and I would just like read them and look at them, and I just couldn't get enough of this. So I'm super excited for this. I've heard that Margot Robbie is stellar in this.
God.
I've heard Allison Janney is stellar.
Yes.
I think she
fucking kills it.
Might get an Oscar.
Yeah, she deserves every bit of it. Mm-hmm.
Was she nominated for a Golden Globe for this or anything?
Or did
they not put this in quick enough, maybe?
I should know.
For that?
I'm sorry.
I don't know either. But I did a little bit of research, and I watched Margot Robbie actually on one of the late night shows that I watch sometimes while I'm getting ready for work. And she actually hung out with Tanya Harding. And they've apparently become like friends somewhat, I guess, as much of friends as you could be. And she went and like skated with her and hung out with her. And apparently some of the shots, I mean, you know more about this than I do, but it's really Margot Robbie skating. And then they just CGI'd
which is
her.
Nuts.
Yeah, they like CGI'd her, I guess, onto Tanya's body for the triple axles
and stuff like that. Yeah.
So talk about that just for a minute. What do you think about that?
The cinematography in this movie is amazing. Like, do you remember Gravity? Did you see that when that came out?
Yes. Yes.
How the camera work was just flawless in space.
Perfect.
And
everything
just
was
floated.
Perfect. Yes. You really felt like that you were in space.
Yes.
Literally.
This reminded me of Gravity.
Oh,
how the camera work.
That's awesome.
I don't know how they did what they did on the rink with a skater, with a person moving around.
Because it's actually
and
her.
They're, yeah.
So
yeah. And they're,
not,
they're
right.
moving in and out. They're swirling around. They are following her every move and capturing it perfectly. I mean, it's what you would want to see when you tune into the Olympics.
Right.
You know, which you can't
which
do
you
because it's a live show. You
right.
know? But, I mean, it's beautifully beautifully made. I really can't say enough about the cinematography in this. If whoever designed that doesn't win a fucking Oscar, it's a crime.
We're burning the building
down. I haven't seen anything like it in years. As far as that goes, it's beautiful. Yes.
I'm super excited.
When are you going? This next week?
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm going tomorrow.
So we can talk about the next episode. Spoiler free, though.
So the next thing I have in our housekeeping segment is I got a little bit of Westworld news. Mm-hmm. Super excited about this. Jeffrey Wright, who plays Bernard on the series Let It Slip, and a photo on Instagram that the show is coming back, confirmed, in April.
Yes.
April. We don't have an actual, like, quote-unquote date.
That's not far.
But we have April. That's three months, barely even 3 months now. So we don't actually have like an official date.
That's awesome. We're huge Westworld fans. For those that don't know, and if you haven't watched it, you
watch
only have
it.
One season to catch up on. It's 10 episodes.
It's 10 episodes.
Yeah, watch it.
They're
it's
an
worth
hour
it.
Each. I don't think that they did anything crazy with like a 2-hour episode or anything
I don't
like
think
that.
So,
I can't
no.
remember. But.
So if you listen to our Game of Thrones bonus episode,
Star Wars
or Star Wars bonus episode, we're going to do something similar for Westworld.
At the end of the season.
At the end of this next second season, yes. And it's worth every
minute you can spend on it. It is existential. We're also going to talk about human,
we might do a rewatch. Yeah. I'd like for us to do a rewatch. We can talk more mm-hmm. about this, but I'd like for us to do a rewatch. I'm kind of putting it on the spot, and then do a bonus episode for Westworld season one.
Going into it. Between now and April.
If we can maybe fit that in. That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah, we can probably do that.
So, did you want to go first for Reddit picks, or who's going first?
Yes, I will go first, just because I want to keep the flow going for when we get to our picks of the week. So, my first pick is from Tales from the Front Desk. My second one is not, so stay tuned for that. This one is called Free Quarters, Please. And I swear to God, I had to read this like three times because I thought I might have written it and didn't remember because I had a whole situation with quarters and the fucking laundry, which I'll go into in a minute. But let me read this poor person's story first. Alrighty, so this is from user Stupid Watergate, which I think we've read on the show before. They have some good stuff. But I swear it's not me. really, I would tell you. I don't care.
Great.
So this one goes, I'm a night auditor at a around 150 room mid-range business hotel. This week, we had a nightmare youth hockey team stay with us.
Oh, God.
And we all celebrated when they checked out yesterday.
I can imagine.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Get on your stupid bus and get out. Yeah.
Bye.
Anyway, so, for example, I didn't see it firsthand, but apparently the kids squirted the little bottles of shampoo and conditioner all over one hallway.
Oh, God.
And coated that mess with nacho cheese Doritos.
Of course they did. Oh, God. Because why would you eat them?
Yeah, and why are there not cameras in this hallway to
because
charge
are there,
the hell out of
because
the
they're probably people. Not in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no cameras anywhere in hotels.
Well, yeah. Let's not tell people that. But anyway. All right. I did stay at a very new... Should I say the brand? It's not... Well, all right. I won't say the brand, but it's not our brand. I stayed at a very new hotel recently. And, like, it was built in the past year, I mean. And they had cameras on every floor. In the hallways, at least. Yeah, I was impressed. I'm like, yeah, good for you.
Right.
Even if they're fake. Even if they're fake domes from
the
drop ceiling. Yeah, whatever. All right. Yeah. So anyway, let me go back into the story. So it goes, a couple of nights ago, one of the dads comes down to the front desk and says he needs quarters for laundry. I'm like, sure. How many would you like?
This sounds very familiar, Derek. Are you sure?
I know. I swear to God. I know. Sarah got to hear all about my bullshit quarter stuff.
Familiar.
Yeah.
Complete with pictures.
I swear it's not me. Anyway. So this dude says, I don't know. How many you got? How many quarters you got? The front desk agent says, I can give you a whole roll for $10. The guest says, what? You're charging me for quarters? You're telling me I have to pay for them? The front desk agent says, I will trade you an equivalent amount of quarters for whatever money you hand me.
Great response.
I know, right?
Great. I love that.
So the guest says, ugh, fine. What a ripoff.
What?
I know.
Have you ever gotten change before?
Here we go. The post goes on to say, it blew my mind. He came down and literally expected me to open up my cash drawer, take money out, and just give him that money to do laundry with. What is it about hotels that makes people act like complete idiots?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Might be our whole tagline for our fucking podcast. What is it about hotels that makes people act like complete idiots? I mean, that's the whole
mystery.
Reason I think we started this podcast.
If you can figure that out, you need to rule the world. Like, yeah. You need to literally be emperor of the world if you ever figure that out. Because, I have no idea.
All right. So, that story's bad enough. Back to me.
Of course, because the whole thing's about Derek.
I had this motherfucker. And I might have touched on it on the last episode. I can't remember, but...
No, this happened after the last episode.
Did it? Okay, yes. So... I don't even know if I want to go into it. My blood pressure might spike, and I might stroke out. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're not drinking anything. That's why we skipped over our drinking section.
Oh, shit, we sure did. Oh, well. Well, Sarah's drinking Shock Top beer, and I'm
just drinking Shock Top. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, it's been on the show before.
Yeah, no one cares.
I know. I do have some Captain Morgan's Original Spice Rum over ice, but it's awful. So I'm drinking water. Anyway, it was a Christmas gift, kind of. Anyway, It was in the top of my dad's cabinet for like 10 years, and he just gave it to me.
Oh, my God. Derek will drink this.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Pretty much. He cleaned it out. He was like, do you want this? Do you want this? Do you want this? And I've got like 3 or 4 bottles over at my bar
Captain
now.
I Morgan sitting over there, and I'm like, I've never seen him drink rum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
anyway.
Like, anyway. All right. So.
Back to your story.
Long story short, this dude at like 2:30 in the morning comes down and is all mad because he wants quarters for laundry, which fine. Just like this person says, you know,
right.
I'll give you as many quarters as you give
How
me
much
cash
do you
for.
Need?
Yeah.
Sure.
And he basically wanted me to charge his room for however many quarters I gave him.
Right.
Which actually doesn't seem that unreasonable to me.
No.
Fine.
There's just not a charge code for it.
Yeah, I wish there was a way to do it. There's not,
right.
At least at our hotel or in most systems out there. So, you know, I explained that to him. And again, it's 2:30 in the morning and he's a grown-ass man. Like,
right, you should have already arranged for all this. Sure, you should have already taken care of this.
And
right.
He just loses it. And he's like, well, where's an ATM? He gets all mad because we don't have an ATM at our property because we're not, you know, like a Motel 6 or whatever.
Right.
Or big resort or anything.
Right.
Or casino. And I'm like, well, the closest one is, you know, just right next door. Just walk next door. Blah, blah. I mean, it's literally like, you know, what, 100?
You can walk
100
to
feet.
It.
Yeah.
You can walk to it.
And anyway, he comes back. I don't think he even went to the ATM. He couldn't have gone to the ATM. Because he comes back, and this motherfucker has all these quarters. I think he went to the grocery store or, like...
Probably.
A gas station or something close by, something like that. Because he comes back, and he has quarters, and he wants to buy detergent and, you know, like, fabric softener and whatever from our little shop. And I'm like, you know, don't worry about it. That's on us. I'm so sorry I couldn't charge quarters to your room.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. And he's like, no, no. I want to pay for them. How much are they? And I tell him, you know, it's like $2 and some change or whatever, because that's cheap. And this son of a bitch pulls out rolls of pennies, and doesn't just give them to me. He busts them all open, $2 worth, onto the desk at like almost 3 in the morning at this point. I really was about to lose it. In all honesty, like
I was about
to evict him. Yeah,
yeah,
I was so pissed off.
Yeah,
I didn't ring up the fucking detergent or any of that shit.
Right.
I'm like, thanks, have a great night. Left an email to management the next morning. I'm like, hey, there's this big pile of pennies. If y'all want to go through them, I'm not dealing with it.
Yep.
Bye.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turns out, to their credit, they counted them, they rolled them, they were cooler than I was, because I was just so done with it at that point after having to deal with him.
Sure, yeah, of course.
So thank you to them for that. They rolled them up, and they deposited them, or whatever the hell they did with them, I don't even know. But they were gone by the time I came back in the next day. But, I mean,
right.
How unreasonable. Like, dude, you're, like, a grown man, and you're acting like that at, like, you know, 2:33 in the morning. Like, dumping literally pennies out.
For no
200
reason.
Pennies
for no
out
reason at all. Because you already told him that you weren't going
to
charge him.
Just to make a point. Yes! I was like,
so
it's all yours.
So what's the point that you're making?
Yeah,
you know?
I don't
like,
know.
I give the detergent away, too, just for the record.
Yeah,
I don't charge anybody
it's
for that
cheap.
Shit.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, take it.
That's crazy.
When I came across this story on Tales from the Front Desk, I swear to God, I was like, did I post this shit so about some porters?
That's what I said. I was like, are you sure this is a year's story?
Sarah got the brunt of it because I was messaging her at like, like 3:05 or whatever after it happened. Yeah.
We'll post this shit.
I posted pictures and all kinds of stuff.
We'll post the photo that you sent.
God damn it. Yeah.
We gotta post that photo.
I'm gonna put a note. Yes. Anyway, that's my first pick.
The photo is great. You're gonna love the photo.
Jesus. What's your first Reddit pick?
My first Reddit pick.
I hope it has less anger than mine. I'm sorry, folks.
That's okay. It's totally understandable. I mean, that was completely uncalled for and out of line. My first Reddit pick is called Enjoy Your Shower, and it comes from user FD auditing G bro. Okay.
I read that earlier. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So, sorry. Let me get it pulled up real quick. Okay. So, I'm the FOM for it's a front office manager.
Oh,
I'm the
boss.
FOM for a large full service property. It's extremely cold where I live right now. We have an executive tower. The bottom level is a parking garage. The pipes for the building are, of course, down there, and it's not heated. You see where this is going, right? So a pipe froze, drained water backed up into the second floor, and a pipe broke and flooded the mezzanine. I moved everyone out except for one guy. He refused to move and was a jerk about it. I didn't tell him that engineering is going to shut off the water and he can't shower in the morning. It's the little things, my friends.
That's fantastic.
So here's the deal, guys, okay? I cannot say this and stress this enough to you. When they tell you to leave, you need to follow their instructions. There's a reason for it, okay? You're being told to move or to leave for a specific reason. Just follow their instructions. Yeah. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a dick. Because if you are, this is going to be the consequence.
There is no way a front desk worker or a hotel employee in general is going to put themselves in a confrontational situation if they don't have to.
Never.
There's a reason.
Yes.
Do what you're told.
Just do what you're told.
Damn. If you want to ask why nicely, fine. I'm sure they would tell
you. We'll give you a reason.
But if you're being a jerk about it and you're like, I know, I'm not moving. Okay.
Okay. Well, then you're going to be screwed.
You can shower in the jacuzzi or whatever. Oh my God, that is crazy.
I mean, it is. Yeah, I just love that story. It was just short and sweet and completely to the point. It's the little things, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Just love that.
That might be another tagline for our show.
Okay, well, if you want to be that way, then enjoy not showering.
Yeah.
Or brushing your teeth or washing your hands or basically having any running water at all.
Being able to hydrate in the morning after a night of drinking, that comes to mind.
Right. Enjoy not having running water.
Yeah.
Like, enjoy living back in, you know, like the Stone Age.
Little house on the prairie. Right. Go down to the fucking well. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. What's your next Reddit story, Derek?
So mine is from Tales from Retail, which is...
Oh, I love that. I love that sub.
I do
it's
too.
It's so amazing.
Honestly,
everything about that sub is great.
I love it, but I've kind of stayed away from it because, like I've mentioned before, I think I kind of have PTSD when I read stories on there.
PTSD.
Because I recently got out of big box retail. But I ventured back in there this week, and I found this fun little story.
It's great.
And it made me happy. So this one is called My Ideas in the Car, and it's by user Two Girls Mama.
Here we go.
All right. So background. I work at a warehouse store that requires a membership. Most cards have the member's picture on the back, but a few don't, and require the member to show ID. Story. A woman comes through the line, no picture on the card, and of course when asked, she has no picture ID. It's in the car. So the cashier asks if she has anything with her name on it. Nope, it's in the car too. The cashier calls the manager over, manager gives her a mini lecture and says she'll let it slide, cashier rings up the purchase. Which, let me stop right there. If I was this retail manager, I would do the exact same thing. I don't care. you know what?
Sure.
Next time, bring your shit in. I'm not getting in a fight with you.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Just whatever.
All right. To continue, customer pulls out a debit card to pay for it, the transaction. When the cashier stops her because supposedly the member has nothing with her name on it, and the cashier can see it doesn't have the member's name on it, being the debit card, it being the debit card, the lady gets huffy. Quote, in all caps, "You should be respectful and learn to not ask so many questions."
Okay.
The post ends with, "She left empty-handed and the account was flagged."
Yeah. It's great.
I love it. Like, it's the little things. I didn't work at a store like this, unfortunately, that you could just exclude people.
Right.
Or make people pay to come in. That sounds fun. But, I mean, get it together. Right.
It must be like a Sam's Club or
like
a
Costco. Yeah. I mean, and you know, even when I worked at that other business, we had like a Sam's membership, and it didn't have a picture on it because it was like a business membership. So sure. Fine, whatever. As long as I could prove I worked there, I had business cards and whatever, it wasn't a big deal. And you know, this person, they were just clearly trying to take advantage of the situation.
There was something going on.
Because, sure. Like I said, the managers don't care. Like, as long as you give them some little sliver to not fight with you, they will go that route.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
But if you're just going to be a dick about it and pay with some debit card after saying you have nothing on you with your name on it, that it's all out in the car and you'll be inconvenienced if you have to go back out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just asking for it. So, I mean,
yeah, I know.
It is what it is.
I know, just to touch on that a little bit further, though, I know, like, I love shopping at Sam's Club. I'm sure Costco has the same thing, and I'm hoping that all retail moves to this model soon. But as you're shopping at Sam's, you scan your own things through an app on your phone.
Oh, yeah? I haven't been there in a while.
And then you pay through the app.
That's awesome. You completely skip
the line.
Apple has had that in their stores for years. I didn't know something big like Sam's had it, though.
Yeah, so what happens is, you have the checker person as you exit the store, for those of
that,
you that
like,
don't
highlight
know.
Your receipt or whatever.
Right, so that's all gone now. There's still the checker person, but what happens is after you've paid for your items on your cell phone, it comes up with a barcode. So you completely bypass the checkout line. You walk up to the door, to the exit door, and he or she scans your phone. And then that's how they check all of your items. And a picture comes up of all of your items so they can see, you know, they can look and see in the cart.
I had no idea they had that.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. The only thing that you can't
purchase... I have to get a membership now.
Oh, like, it's
just
great.
To play with it.
That's oh my gosh,
awesome.
It's so great.
Will you add me as a member of your family?
I should have actually had this as like a pick of the week sometime.
That's fantastic.
So the only thing that you can't purchase through the app, unfortunately, is booze. Yes, you have to go through the line for booze. But they also have a pickup service. So you just shop online when you're not even in the store. And then you just drive up to the store and they bring all your shit out.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. You don't even have to go inside of the store.
I do that at a local grocery store here.
Yes, it's great. So I'm hoping that more retailers start moving towards this model to avoid these confrontations and situations with people.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to be you. You're paying through your own cell phone. You're paying through your own app. You're using your own credit cards.
Right.
That pretty much eliminates all aspects
of, it, yeah.
of fraud or a lot of aspects of fraud.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I picked this story because I had no idea that was, like, a real thing in, like, big stores now.
It's
I thought
great.
It was, like, still limited to, like, real tech-savvy stores like Apple that are small stores, you know, footprint-wise and that kind of thing.
No. Sam stomped off in that immediately. This has been – they've been having this for a couple of years now. I've been using this for at least 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love it. It's great.
Okay, I'm signing up tonight after you go away.
You totally should. Oh, and we get a discount now, too, through our
job. Oh, cool.
Yay. So get on there before you do. So my next Reddit story comes from Tales from the Theater.
Oh, fun.
Yes, I love this
stuff. I've spent a lot of time at the fucking theater lately. It's Oscar season, and there are so many good movies out.
There's so many good movies, so you should start spending a lot of time in this sub, too, then. So, this is, the name of this is, seriously, are there any chains out there that actually let people take fast food into the theater?
Oh, my God.
And this comes from user Lord Sparko.
Only if it's a service food.
No. That service
was
food?
Sorry. That was a bad, really bad joke for service animals. Because when people check in to hotels with pets.
What's a service food?
And claim them to be service animals. Oh. There it is. Okay. There it is. Never
I was
mind.
Like, what?
I'm terrible. Okay.
So
please continue.
This user goes on to say, as far as I'm aware, cinemas don't let you take food from outside into the theaters. This is the way it's always been where I work. Mm-hmm. And I've been under the impression that this is how all cinema chains work. But of course, I had a woman stroll right up to have her ticket checked, carrying a big bag of fast food under her arm like it was nothing. So, of course, I pulled her up and politely mentioned that we don't allow external foods in the theaters. And, of course, she wasn't having any of it. Apparently, her husband and two kids were already inside watching Jumanji. And they hadn't eaten anything all day. The kids were starving and hungry, so they thought a few burgers would make a great lunch while they were watching the movie. Yet, somehow, it never even occurred to her that fast food was essentially contraband in the theater. Anyway, she then sends her husband out to have a rant and a rave at me. I calmly explained to him that it was a condition of entry, to which he replied, "Where the fuck does it say that anywhere?" I then gestured to a sign right next to him, which he'd walk past to get into the cinema. Gotta say, that was a satisfying feeling,
seeing the
look on his face as he knew he'd been beaten. So the story ends with the wife coming back out and eating most of the food by herself in the foyer, then taking the rest out and leaving in her car. But seriously, are there actually any cinema chains that allow people to do this? Here in Australia, I'm not aware of any at all, but I may be mistaken. So if I'm wrong, please enlighten me.
No,
so this user
is wrong.
In a different country, and it's the same in all
yes.
fucking countries. I'm sorry. You could go to a movie theater anywhere in the fucking world, like in Azerbaijan, okay? And you would not be able to fucking bring a bag full of greasy fucking burgers in.
Hello.
No.
Oh, my God. I can't get over the picture of the wife sitting in the foyer.
Eating all the food.
Eating it all.
So in other words, the food was for you. The food was for you,
exactly.
Not your starving, hungry kids.
Oh my God.
That is the greatest
That's
thing ever.
The best.
Yeah. Oh, my kids are so hungry. No, they're not. This
I'm just
going to
set her and eat it all.
That's the
and
best
then,
thing ever.
And then take it out
I'm
to the car.
I'm going
to
sit here and eat my feelings.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's the best. That's the best thing ever.
And I hope she was sitting right under the sign. That's how I'm
And you know
it.
She ate that shit just with hatred
well, yeah.
in her eyes, like staring
oh, yeah.
at them the whole time eating it.
Oh, it's kind of like a hate fuck after you have a good argument with your significant other.
That's so
it's
great.
A hate eat.
Well, let me ask you this. Like, movie theaters that you go to, don't they serve, like, burgers and shit now?
They do.
All the theaters
Hot
that
dogs
I go to.
And nachos. And
I mean, I'll go ahead and
chicken,
throw it out there.
Chicken
I'm a,
tenders and
I'm
shit.
I go to Regal's exclusively. I only go to Regal.
Yeah.
And the reason I only go to Regal's because I get all those rewards. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a rewards whore. When it,
mm-hmm.
That's just how I
me
am.
Me too, yeah.
So, I get all those rewards. So, those are the only theaters I go to. And they have everything. They have, like, chicken sandwiches,
yeah.
burgers,
I mean, it's expensive
pretzels.
As shit, but,
they have everything.
You know, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I think I got a hot dog at the last movie I went to.
You did. We both got hot dogs. I love their hot dogs.
It was like $4.59 for a hot dog, a regular size hot dog. But, you know, whatever. It's convenient, and I don't care.
And they're Nathan's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like not shitty ones there. It's like all beef because I don't eat pork.
Me neither.
All right. So moving on. You did your last Reddit pick. Where are we, Sarah?
Did you do
I'm
your last
do...
pick?
Yes. My ID's in the car. Yeah, that was my last
yeah,
one.
Okay.
So I'm good. Alrighty. So I'll do my pick of the week. I think we fucked that up. Oh, well. So my pick of the week is, actually, I've got a couple. I have a real light one that I'm not going to talk about, and I'm not going to make it an official pick or put it in the show notes. but I cannot get this movie out of my head. It's called Call Me By Your Name, and it's this little independent movie that just blew my mind. Like, I watched it yesterday. I've literally thought about it all day. I talked to people at work about it that I thought would be interested in it. Like, it is so fucking good. Like, it is such good cinema. Like, it's just such a good film. And just real quickly, at its core, it's about two people that realize they're both into each other, but they have all these barriers to overcome. There's like a, you know, 6-year age difference. There's some religion involved. There's the time that it takes place. It's in like the early 80s. Oh, they're gay, by the way. It's two guys. And it's like, plus the movie's just, you know, unapologetically sexual. It doesn't like, you know, hide, you know, a lot, like a lot of movies do. It's not explicit. It's not porn by any means, but it's just a lovely movie. And it's just a great picture into two people's lives over a summer that realize that they care about each other. I mean, it's just, I love it. I can't get enough of it.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you bring that up, actually, because Brian from one of my favorite podcasts, Pop Culture Leftovers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he loves that movie.
I'm going to see it again this Friday with a friend of mine from work.
Awesome. I think he went a couple of times, too. Yeah. He loved it.
It's fantastic.
He highly recommended it, too. So that's awesome.
So my official pick this week, because I don't want to give any spoilers for that movie. Oh my God, I can't even. Anyway, so my official pick is Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. Philip K. Dick is a really prolific, famous sci-fi writer, if you're not aware. And he has this awesome new series on Amazon, actually, that kind of goes through different sci-fi scenarios. It's almost like Black Mirror, if you've seen that on Netflix. It's like, you know, futuristic Twilight Zone type scenarios. And at its core, though, where I don't think Black Mirror does this necessarily, it does a really good job at, like, explaining what it means to be human at your core. And it goes, like, 5 years into the future to 5,000 years into the future. But throughout each episode, it really comes back to that central theme, like what it is to be human. And it's got some huge stars in it. I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's got Janelle Monáe, Steve Buscemi.
Oh, cool.
Greg Kinnear, Terrence Howard, Anna Paquin, Bryan Cranston. Like,
I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
I know. Like, each episode has, like, a really big star. The last one I watched, I haven't totally finished season one yet, which there's only one season, but the last one I watched was episode 7, I believe, and it was the one with Greg Kinnear as the star, but really the kid in that episode was the big, like, breakout star. He was the kid that, crap, what was he in? He was that little redheaded kid. One moment. I don't know how to do this. I can't talk and click at the same time, apparently. But he was really the star of the episode. Yeah, here we go. It's called The Father Thing, is the episode title. And, yeah, his name's Jack Gore. And he's most famous for his role, oh yeah, in Billions on Showtime. I don't know if you've seen that. It's a great show.
No, too. I haven't.
Oh my gosh. It's got Paul Giamatti. And,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's great. I'll watch anything with him in it. But, yeah. I mean, he's kind of like a minor part in there. He's just like a little kid, you know.
He's
one of the sons or whatever.
Right.
But this episode, he like brings it. Like, I was so shocked at how good his acting was. So,
that's awesome.
You know, just, yeah, check that out, especially if you have Amazon Prime. You get Amazon Video for free, and It is available. The Amazon Prime video app is available on Apple TV now. Here in the past couple of weeks, that's become available. That's cool. A new thing that Amazon finally, like, caved and made an app available on an Apple platform.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's a big deal.
I didn't know it wasn't on there to begin with. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a big, you know, shit fight for a minute.
I wonder why. Money, obviously.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, of course.
So, anyway. Amazon really competes with Apple's iTunes, so, yeah, for them to put their Prime Video app on Apple TV is awesome. Thank you, Amazon. What'd you pick?
So, my pick of the week is actually, it's an older series that was on the BBC a couple of years ago, I think back in 2016, and it's called The Hollow Crown. And I missed this when it initially aired, you know, live on TV. And I had been wanting to watch it, and I finally just broke down and bought it. Actually, I bought it at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to our last episode for that.
Anyway, this is why I signed up for Barnes & Noble, because you can find, like, obscure things like this. I absolutely love this series. I can't say enough about it. It's based on the Shakespearean plays that are about Richard III and Henry V. And it is absolutely stellar and incredible. It's line for line, word for word, Shakespeare.
Really?
Acted out by these actors, and also in the opulence of that time. The sets are incredible. Whenever something about the cinematography and the way that this has been shot, it looks like paintings. The way that they place the actors within the shot, the way that the actors are acting things out, it almost reminds you of medieval art. I don't know if you've seen anything like that before, but that's what it reminds me of.
That's interesting.
Is walking through a museum and looking at literally, like, medieval art and paintings.
Cool.
It's unbelievable. I can't say enough about it. It stars, let me see, I had that pulled up.
I just saw that it had Tom Hiddleston in it, which really caught my eye.
It stars Ben Whishaw. He plays King Richard II. I think I said Richard III. I apologize. It's King Richard II. And then Jeremy Irons, who plays Henry IV. And then Tom Hiddleston, who plays Henry V.
Cool.
And it's Unbelievable, by the way. Yes. And Tom Hiddleston is just stellar in this. I can't say enough about Jeremy Irons. I mean, anything that he's in is going to be incredible. But this Ben Whishaw guy, I didn't know anything about. I had never heard of him. I've probably seen things that he's been in and just didn't know that it was him. But he is King Richard. I don't know where this guy came from, but it's worth it. Just if you just want to watch the way that the DVDs are broken down into is they're three separate DVDs. So King Richard gets his own, and then, you know, both the King Henrys get their separate DVDs as well.
Richard II, Henry IV, part one,
right,
and two, and then Henry,
and then fifth. And then Henry V gets his own, right. So they're broken down into segments, so they each get their own, you know, like, discs and movies, basically, cool, about them. And if you just want to only watch the first one, watch that one. If there's any of them that you watch, watch him.
Like the first season?
The first, yes. Watch the King Richard II. Because he is unbelievable in this role. I mean, I was just blown away. And if you're not familiar with history or this time period in history, this is set in early 1400s, this all takes place. These are all the events leading up to the Wars of the Roses. And if you're not familiar with the Wars of the Roses, those were civil wars in England fought between the Plantagenets, the Lancasters, and the Yorks for control of the English throne. That happened between 1455 and around 1486, 1487. So that's what this is all leading up to. I'm a huge history buff. I love this time period in history. It's just so well, it's crazy, I mean, and unbelievable that this stuff happened.
World changing. I mean, right. In the end,
the events are absolutely yeah. world changing. And actually, the Wars of the Roses are what Game of Thrones is based on. So if everything in our podcast always goes back to Game of Thrones,
of course it does,
doesn't it? It's all about Game of Thrones.
Fine.
It's all about Game of Thrones in the end. So yeah, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, definitely look into Wars of the Roses, because that's what all of that is based on. And then you can look at all the separate houses, and then you can figure out who's who George Martin based
his
houses on. If
you're lazy, you can Google it, because there's really good breakdowns online of like who corresponds to who.
But it's fun to try to figure it out for yourself first. Yeah. And then,
if you're Sarah.
And then go and do all that.
No, really. That's cool. That's awesome.
And we'll post all those links. We've got Ben Wishaw's IMDb and Jeremy Irons and Tom Hiddleston. So we'll post all those links on our website so you can look them up and see all the movies and films that they've been in.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, that, I believe, is all that we have for you guys this week. If you would like to reach out to us, please feel free to do so at CountMyPod.com. You can also follow us at Twitter and Instagram at CountMyPod. You can follow us on Facebook, search CountMyPod, whatever that link is. It's on CountMyPod.com if you want to just click it. That's easier. But yeah, follow us. We have some fun stuff going on. And like we talked about at the top of the show, we can even tell you some other recommended podcasts to listen to through social media if you're looking for some extra stuff to listen to during your shift. So that,
definitely.
You know, that's a plus too. Until next week, I hope you all have a fantastic week. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.